Welcome back to Inequalities in Education. Today we have a special guest, Julie Petrosik, who is a teacher at Grapevine in Colleyville ISD.
As a teacher, do you feel like you are underpaid for the number of hours you put in? This is a really tricky question because, yes, I am making enough money to support myself. I live by myself. I'm in my mid-20s now. So I'm making a lot more than I would be previously. And by comparison, I'm making more than several of my classmates that I graduated with. On the flip side, I do put a lot of effort and work into my job. And yes, it would be awesome to have a higher paycheck. I do see that my school district is working towards paying us that fair raise. I think it's just going to be something that happens over time as people realize the effect that we are having on students as a whole. Have you witnessed inequality in the classroom when teaching? I fortunately work in a school that is small enough that our differences are what make us individuals. And we've kind of taken inequality on as a challenge. We do have small groups of kids that meet and discuss those inequalities, whether it's LGBTQ communities, whether it's support classes, whether it's Hispanic students that are bilingual. We have such a large population of all of those different types of students that we really do use those differences to make us stronger. And I think that's just the atmosphere that I work in, that I get the opportunity to have such a diverse class in a way that we can see our differences and play them out in a positive light. How does inequality at home affect students at school? I think inequality affects students regardless of where they're at, if that's at the school, if it's at home, if it's out to lunch with their friends. That idea of inequality, especially if they are the ones experiencing it themselves, is going to have a huge weight on how they perceive other people and the world around them because they are self-conscious about how people are perceiving them. I've kind of noticed that if somebody is being treated unequally, that they have lower self-esteem, that they feel less confident in their abilities, and it does affect their performance rate. It's psychological, of course, but it's something that's embedded very deep into our psyches. Do I think that there is inequality in schools across America? The short answer to this is yes, I do think there is inequality in the schools in America. And I think most of it just comes from students and teachers and faculty being unaware of inequality in their school district, and or turning a blind eye to students that are trying to reach that level of equality. Oftentimes, we see inequality not only in our education practices, but also in how we treat others. It's a very hard topic to discuss because people are afraid to hurt other people's feelings. How many hours do you work for your classes outside of school hours? Because I am in my first couple of years as a teacher, I'm building my class from the ground up, so I do spend a lot of time outside of school hours, lesson planning and prepping for my classes. And it does go back to that idea of equity, thinking about where my students are and having to meet them at those places. I probably spend on average anywhere from 10 to 15 hours a week not in the school building doing lesson planning. Sometimes I've even been known to spend up to 48 hours on a single lesson plan. It just depends on what my goals are and how involved I want my students to be in that lesson. What can we do to take steps for more equal education? I think when we're thinking about equality in education, at least from a teaching standpoint, we don't just want to treat all of our kids equally, but we want to treat them with equity. Thinking about where students actually are and meeting them where their needs are, and then working towards getting them as far as you possibly can in one sitting. When we're doing this, we're investing in each individual person, and that investment is equal, but the skill or the actual lesson that we are teaching is going to be different between each individual student. Have you experienced or witnessed inequality growing up? In the school district that I grew up in, I did see a lot of inequality, and I think it was due to the fact that we were naive to the ideas of equality at the time. I grew up in a school district that was pretty rough around the edges, and if you were different or it took you longer to learn, oftentimes students would have negative connotations about who you were, and the inequality would stem from there. Of course, the teachers probably tried their best to combat that inequality, but because we were so diverse, it was hard to avoid.
Thanks for joining us in Inequalities in Education. See you next time.